Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
This is, yep.
Hey, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy day today. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Lulu. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to go over the pricing structures with you here. There's a discount that she's requesting. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No. I'm familiar with Google and, SEO and all that. So.
Yeah. We started out as an SEO company in 2004, but we became a Google partner in 2017. So we've actually been partnered with Google for the last 7 years. And it's not just organic placement that we do anymore, obviously, since the Google partnership. Our main focus is Google Places placement, which you can't actually achieve with SEO services. Those are those guys that show up next to the map there.
Yeah.
So those are the top recommended guys. We also do Google Ads and the Google Guarantee program, but that's optional to you. You can sign up for those whenever. The Google Places placements, there has to actually be an opening in your industry and area in order to place you there. So that's why we've been following up with you, is because we currently have an opening for a Google Places placement. Obviously, you probably know, 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from that first page. So that's the value of being up there. Yeah. And our campaign, we don't charge you per lead or clicker call. And I mention that because when I look up your business name, they have a file on you that has, things like Home Advisor and Angie's List and it's an old Yelp listing, it looks like here. And then I found your website. But those guys, Home Advisor by Angie's, get a lot of their leads from Google advertising. Like if you look up roofing in Hamilton, just underneath the Google Places guys, you go two spots down, it says top 10 best roofing in Hamilton. And it's got Angie's on there. And so somebody clicks on that's what they're selling to you, and somebody clicks on that. If they fill out the form or they try to call one of the guys on there and they gather their information and they'll sell it to two or three of you. I don't know if you knew that.
Right.
How long have you been using it?
For a few months.
Okay. Do you like it?
So far, yeah, but...
Yeah, that says a lot, though.
They had a promotional thing going on. Basically got a certain amount of free credit, and then if we don't meet our mark or whatever, they give you your money back. So, so far, so good.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's worth a shot. I'm not going to say it's a bad thing to try, but if you could do anything with those leads, I know you'll do a lot better on the first page of Google, because we don't sell the lead to multiple people. We don't charge you for the lead at all, actually. We just put you on the first page and let the customers call you directly, and that's what most of them do. So you're going to get live calls from people in real time who are actively searching for the services you provide, and they basically picked you at the time that they're calling you. So it's almost like it's yours to lose at that point. We give them all the tools they need to do their research and feel comfortable in working with your business. So, yeah, it should save you money, though. I don't know how many leads you're buying each week, but I talk to a lot of guys who have used that service, and they tell me they're spending $250, $300 a week, and I'm going, wow, it's excessive, and most of that's, if not all of it's just lead fees or unnecessary lead fees, because sometimes they're paying even when they're not getting the job, So.
Yeah, no, my plan was to... basically use their free money and then not use it again, just to get out there and get your name out there a little bit more.
Yeah, well, advertising
for a short period of time.
Yeah, no, advertisement is important though, Michael. You don't want to just you know, once you run out of leads and then don't do anything to promote the business, you know. So I'm glad we found you. With this credit that Lulu requested, I'll be able to make it a lot more affordable for you. Now, you already have your own website, like you own the domain and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull it up here. AdamsConstructionAndRoofing.com. Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, this is a good site. We could definitely use this. Okay. And then I'm not seeing a Google Business profile for you even.
No, I was, so I actually built that site, and I was still working on the Google portion of it.
Okay. Well, the first thing we do is we
verification or something.
Oh, the logo. Interesting.
Yeah, like I it was an improper size or something, so I was still trying to like size it down.
On the Google Business profile?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take note of
that. But I think I got it.
Yeah, I mean, the Google Business profile is usually a pretty easy setup, but it's more about getting it verified. Like, the first thing we would do if you came on board with us today is we would do your verification. So I'll send you the form. You got to fill it out. And then there's another form they send you in the mail called the PIN verification. And there's a little five-digit number on the back of it that we need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there for those Google Places guys. And so,
which I believe is the process that I am in right now with the, like,
yeah,
I did all that. Yeah, that's what it was taking so long with the logo, but I got all that figured out, and then now I'm on the verification process with Google.
Okay, yeah, because that's the time-consuming part. A lot of times that takes like five business days just for us to get that part done. And then once that part's done, we go into the Google Business profile, and Google has these algorithms that we follow for each service that you provide. So like for roofing or for GC, and then that's what's going to move you up to the first page of the search results for people who are just doing a general search. But when your verification's done, at least people will be able to look you up for your business name, you know? Like you shouldn't even...
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't even not have that. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's definitely something you should have, you know. People in a roofing category, you know, people are going to want to make sure you're licensed, you're insured, you're legitimate.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm in the verification process right now. The last thing that I remember doing.
Okay. Well, we're a premier Google partner.
I definitely understand I understand being on Google, so it just...
Yeah, yeah. No, you see the value in it. So,
yeah,
I mean, we'll send them the notification. Obviously, if you move forward with us today, we're a premier partner of theirs right across the street here. But we'll send them the notification, and then they'll either accelerate that. They could probably FedEx ship it if it hasn't shipped already. Or we could do a phone and video verification with them on the line and just verify it over the phone real quick to kind of bypass that if it's taking too long.
Okay.
All right. So let's dive into pricing here. Do you get texting on this number that we're on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you a text message here with a link to the pricing page so you can see the breakdown of it, because it's really going to depend on what you select. All right. There you go. Should come in here in just a second. And so you've looked into SEO services before?
I've not looked into it. I mean, I just, like, I've researched it. I understand how the internet works.
Yeah, that's good.
I at least understand it, you know.
Yeah. No, I love that. I always tell people our educated clients are the happiest ones because they know exactly what we're doing for them each month, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
To justify the expense.
Right.
Not to mention it's always a nice little write-off for you guys.
Right.
Right. No text message came through yet?
I've not got one yet.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I sent it to this number that we're on here. Oh, actually, it looks like it went to a cell phone that we had on file.
What's the number?
513-280-2831.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's the number we're on right now. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, on your account, it has the 515 number as the business line. The 513-515.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
it has the
Adam's number.
Cell phone. Gotcha. So, what's your relation to Adam?
Actually, he's my father-in-law.
Oh, okay. And so you're authorized to make the marketing decisions for the company?
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely, because he doesn't understand the
business side of it.
Internet marketing, really. I mean, until I got involved, it was just, you know, old school word of mouth.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That'll business will die pretty quickly nowadays, especially since the pandemic. Before the pandemic, you could still kind of get away with it. And the pandemic hit, it was like everybody navigated to online. It was already at like 80% of you people. Now it's like 90. I don't know if it's because the older people got killed off or...
I think that might be part of it, but the thing is, everybody now wants... You know, they want, hey, email me an estimate or email me this, email me that. You know, he can't really do that. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pain. I know a client of mine, he actually does Google Maps on the houses, and then he gives them estimates over the phone.
Yeah.
He gets a general, like, measure from Google Maps. He'll just look up their address and then see the view from, like, the aerial view and zoom in on the roofs. And then he's like, okay, this is, like, 2,500 square feet. It's pretty cool. I've heard some of his calls where he quotes people, and they're like, okay, you know. It's pretty
but
crazy.
You can do that, but, and then, I mean, some of the roofing services, like Eagle View or, you know, GAF has Quick Measure or whatever it is. But unless you're using one that's designed for the roofs, I mean, you've got a lot of waste in the valleys, and, you know, you can't really tell the pitch of the roof necessarily, so...
Yeah, it's hard to tell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is an older guy. I mean, their company's been around for, like, almost 30 years. I don't know if he's just, like, he's barely learning this part of it, because he doesn't get on the roofs or anything anymore, but I don't know how his... I've heard him literally, like, basically close deals through the tracking system, but I don't know. Maybe he could just afford the waste, or maybe he really is, like, over-quoting them a little bit to kind of make up for it. I don't know.
Yeah, which he might be, but it is what it is, I mean.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure he can afford to lose a couple bucks here and there. This guy's in, like, DFW area of Texas, and it's, like, been under construction for the last 20 years straight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's good. But
make the money.
Yeah, exactly. So you're familiar with, like, Jackson Exteriors out here, or Avston Roofing and Construction?
Out in Texas?
No, this is in Hamilton.
Avston and Jackson?
Yeah.
Actually, Avston.
AV.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've not seen the Jackson though.
Yeah, there was American Veteran Roofing too, but I guess they're they're opening up a different location, and so they're technically not within this local area anymore, or not gonna be when their new PIN verification goes through. So that's why when we got the notification to call out into this territory. But Jackson Exteriors and Avston are the other guys that are working with Premier Google Partners right now that are on that Google Places section. So they're pretty good-sized companies. I mean, I don't know what your guys' capacity is, but I know if they could get clients from it every day, you guys shouldn't have a problem getting clients from it every day. Or I shouldn't say clients. I should be getting phone calls every day. But we got to build up your reviews. I mean, it's almost like you're starting everything from scratch if you're just going through the verification process for your Google business profile, you know?
Right.
there is a little section in the tracking system that we provide. It's an app you can download, and you can plug in, like, it's hooked up to your Google Business profile, and you can just plug in their number and shoot, like, old clients text messages asking them to write a review. And it'll have, like, a live link to your Google Business profile once it's all verified. And that'll help us kind of, like, build up the old reviews, maybe go back and get some of those guys to write it. Because it doesn't even generate a star rating until you got five of them up there.
Okay.
Okay, but what I was thinking we could do, if you want to come on board with us today with the discounts that Lulu requested too, is I was going to offer you this platinum package bundle. I still don't know if that text came through. It's saying on my end it did. I'm going to resend it again.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, so it's the very last package down. It says most popular. And then this one has the Facebook ads in it too. I don't know if you're doing Facebook or Facebook ads, but I do know that helps. Not a lot. It's not going to compare to Google, but I would say probably about 15 to 20% of my clients' jobs that use the Platinum Package come from Facebook. So there is benefit to it, especially in the roofing category. I don't know why, but roofing contractors tend to get traffic from Facebook. And then this package also covers you on Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and a popular directory. So it's things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. There's up to 60 of them that you can actually opt into or opt out of at your own discretion, but they're not required anymore because it's Google Places placement. It's not SEO. But if you know SEO, you know the directory submissions can sometimes help with that organic placement. So if you do want that, we could still do that for you. But the Google Places placement's already going to ensure that you're on that first page consistently. So what I was thinking I could do, though, is I could put you on this package. If you want to come on board with me today, I can reduce the monthly price down to the essential package cost. So it's a 50% price reduction down to just $299 month to month. And then I could lock you in at that rate. So you could tell Adam it's an indefinite discount. It's not just the first month. Oh, next month you're back to paying $599 once we landed you guys a couple roof jobs.
And then how long is that for?
No, it's locked in. That's what I'm saying. So.
Okay, forever.
Yeah, you keep that rate as long as you're with us. It won't go back up. So you get a service agreement in writing, and it documents that. And then you keep it on file. You save it. So it'll have all the products and features in that platinum package for the $299 monthly pricing structure.
Time to read all this.
Okay. That's why I was saying, like, if you compare it to Home Advisor by Angie's, you guys will love it, because instead of having all your eggs in one basket and you're getting charged for every lead, even though they're getting their leads from doing stuff like this on their own, now we're putting all your eggs in multiple baskets and we're not charging per lead on any of them. So,
right. You
know, your return on investment should be a lot higher, and that's how we keep our clients coming back. Our goal is to retain you. So, sure, we don't get rich right away with the $299 pricing structure, but, you know, if it turns out to be a thing where we end up working together for, you know, years, then, you know, it makes sense for our business than for Google.
Right.
And obviously, it doesn't hurt that we have already tens of thousands of active clients on board, so we
can, yeah, right. We can, yeah, I mean, obviously,
give some business owners a break here and there.
And then this is direct line to you.
No. So I'm an account lead here. There's an account management team that usually helps me with fulfillment, but we have about 400 people that work here. So when these spots open up, they just create a list of the companies that they feel are qualified, and then they kind of give it to my reps like Lulu that you were talking to at the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they just kind of call out into the area until the position fills. So I think they've been prospecting for this position since yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think she had called kind of late.
Oh, she called you yesterday?
She was like she was like running out of the office or something yesterday. Time difference.
Yeah, we do 7 to 4 Pacific Standard, so I think that'd be 10.
Yeah,
7 your time. Yeah,
yeah. So I was outside cutting grass or something. I didn't see it.
Try to finish the lawn before the sun goes down, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it looked, this one opened up. I got the notification from Patriot. I don't know, was it Patriots, American Veterans? Uh, 2:30 yesterday. So yeah, it's been open pretty much since what 5:30 your time yesterday.
Yeah.
So they've been prospecting it.
Is American
once they
Veterans
throw...
leaving Hamilton or what? Did they stop using it in this area?
They have a second location and that they want to PIN verify, but when you have the same number and same business name, like the search engine, I don't know if you noticed that when you try to verify yourself, but, well, I don't think you tried to open up two of them anyway, but it'll suspend the other listing in Hamilton. We were telling them, you know, you could just, continue with this and then get a different phone number for that one and use the same name. And, you know, he was like, oh, I want to kind of allot my marketing budget to this other location and then just kind of feed off of, because they're booked up pretty much till the end of the year anyway for this location. They've already secured jobs through the end of the year. So he was oh, I'm just going to, dedicate the next 6 months to the next location, but we're not going to sit around and wait 6 months with a dead space that we're not getting paid on. So Google just goes, hey, find another business owner that wants to be up there, you know? And we kind of get inquiries throughout the year anyway on it. So they have like a list of guys that we could just go through. But for you guys, I feel like it makes the most sense just because of what you're already using, you know? It's not really a conversation about spending more money. You're probably already going to be spending a lot more than this on something like HomeAdvisor over the course of the next 6 months if you continue to use that platform. So I think we'd be able to save you money and generate you guys more job opportunities on a consistent basis with this campaign. So it's more just a conversation about allocating the marketing budget than spending more.
Right.
Yeah. But do you think this is something that Adam would be opposed to you giving a shot on a month-to-month basis?
I don't know. I can definitely give him a call and see what he wants to do, but I just know that he's definitely about getting more business. I mean, he wouldn't be.
Yeah. I mean, it's Google, too. So, I mean, everybody's going to... Yeah, everybody uses it, and you're going to want the business to be up there. I'm sure he's going to want the business to be up there. So, worst case scenario, if you guys try for a month and say you don't like it, you could cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that, and you still keep all the content we create for you. So you just won't see yourself up there for the keyword searches anymore, but you know, you'll still have your verification completed. You'll still have all the, you know, Facebook business page, all the content, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing, you know, you'll have all those things and still have all your reviews. So you're going to be in a better position than you're in today. But I don't think that's going to happen again. That's worst case scenario. What I think really happens is you see what I'm trying to explain with the, paying per lead from a third party that's already doing something like this versus marketing yourself independently on that first page. It's a good long-term solution and it'll bring in consistent clients. And we'll have that tracking system to reference. So you'll be able to see exactly what we're bringing in each month. You guys are roofers coming into summertime. It's like the peak time of the year. I mean,
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
sure
it is.
just one conversion you know, or one new roof job in the first month, then I'm sure he'd be okay with it. You're offsetting the cost of the program 20 times over.
All right. So that $299 a month, that, does that, because I see it, how it has like a startup cost or whatever, is that in addition to that? Or
it's usually in addition to it, but what I could do, honestly, if you want to come on board with me today, is I can reduce it to just a one-time setup fee of $99, because you've already started a lot of the verification. So we do still have to do like name, address, and phone number audits across the web, make sure that all the information matches up. There's no discrepancies that would get your listing like suspended or put on hold. And then obviously the creation of the account and everything. So, I mean, I could get it to just a one-time payment of $99. So the exact dollar amount, if you come on board with me today, it'd be $398 out the door. And then each month moving forward, it'd be $299.
Okay. I'm trying to see if it... trying to check on my verification here.
How long ago did you request your PID?
Probably almost a week ago.
At the 3022 Nichols Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, it only lets us see the tracking numbers for our clients. It doesn't let us see the ones for just general in general. I was going to see if I had an ETA on it.
I don't even know.
They usually... I mean, for us as a partner, they jump on ours. Like, they take ours very seriously because they know it comes with somebody who's doing Google Places placement, and obviously it's probably going to be a client, right? So those usually take 5 to 7 days, though, even with that. So, I mean, if you're just doing it in general without them kind of, like, jumping on it, you know, it could take a while.
Yeah, because do you see the profile at all? You don't see it at all?
No, it won't show until they get through that process.
Yeah,
it's definitely not. You won't even show up for your business day right now, so it's almost like you don't.
I'm looking at my end. So profile strength looks good, blah blah blah, it comes up with a little.
Yeah, this is all, like, pre-launch, though. Like, you get to see it before everybody else gets to see it, yeah. Yeah, but right now, I mean, if somebody were to look you up, like, even if they heard about you word of mouth and they were like, okay, let's look up this business, you know, they have nothing. I mean, they might find Home Advisor, but if they try to call that, then they get turned into a lead and sold to your competitors, and then you would have to pay a lead fee to be able to get their information and realize they even called you. Or tried to call you. So it's a crazy platform you're on right now.
Yeah, I wonder why it's not.
That's the first thing we would do. Yeah, it usually only takes 5 to 7 days to get your PID, but honestly, some of our clients, we have Express, so it's like, we FedEx Express it to you, and then if like there's an issue with your address, like I've also had clients who have like a brick and mortar, and then the mailbox like forwarded it to the post office, and they didn't tell me, and then, and so we have video verification we could do too, so because we're right across the street from Google, so we have a rep in house, and we could just do an over the phone like video verification where they just have a video and they talk to you. Verify your listing, and then they'll literally do it in real time at that point. So we give it the 5 to 7 days. If they don't have it by that time, we don't let that hold us back. We'll just do the video verification to bypass it.
Okay.
So we don't let anything stop you, especially because our services are month to month. So it's like we don't want an account to get hung up on the verification process, and then we end up losing a customer. So, you know, we have ways around it. where we can still get you verified, get you up there, position to make money. So that way, by the time you're evaluating it on the next bill rolls around, you'll be able to already see things coming to fruition.
Yeah, I need to ask him if he got a letter from him.
In the mail. Well, either way, I mean, we could still use it. Like, if you sign up with me now and then you cover the line and pay that he has that PIN, you know, it's a text message or a phone call. You know, we can get that 5-year number and implement it. Yeah. We would have to do a client interview later today, too, anyway.
Oof.
Or Monday, preferably today.
I've got a wedding.
Okay, so Monday then.
So let me call him, because I'm curious if he got that letter. I'm going to talk to him about it, and then I can give you guys a call back. Should I just ask for Lulu or you or what?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, if you want to put me on hold and give him a call, that would actually be better, because then they can't send me one of these calls in the meantime. I got 3 different agents on call right now pending transfers. Pretty much once I hang up with you, they're going to try to send me another one of these guys. You want to try to give them a ring? Okay. Because they can't send them to me while I'm on the phone with you. So they just kind of sit in queue.
I'll try to give them a call.
Okay.
Of course, he didn't answer. But hold on, somebody's pulling up to my house.
I was just gonna tell you. I mean, either way, if he has the PIN or doesn't have the PIN, you know, we'll still be able to verify you, whether it be through our own way or once that PIN does come in. Like I said, you just let us know when it comes in, or we can resend a new one out today, even if we need to. So that's not really the hurdle. The hurdle is getting the position. Because once that spot fills, then we got to wait for one of these other guys to discontinue or relocate in order for us to even have this conversation again, you know?
Right.
Let me ask you this. What if I could get the setup fee waived for you entirely? Like, is your decision based on money?
$299 straight up.
Yeah, if I could do that, or you come on board with us today?
I mean, give it a shot, because like you said, we can cancel, and then if it's not working, I mean.
You're not going to cancel, I'm telling you, you'll love it. Google's been the most profitable way for a business to market for the last 15 years. I mean, why would it all of a sudden stop working for you guys?
I don't think it will either.
Okay. I'll just put in here that I know you guys and say, like, friends and family. They give me 4 of them a year, but I've been working here 12 years, so it's like any friends and family I have that have businesses, they're already getting hooked up. Let me just, all right, I could do it. $299 for platinum. All right, so let me create this account here. Michael, what's your last name?
Oh, I'm sorry, you connected to my truck.
Oh, there it goes. I was saying, what's your last name?
My last name is Jarvi, J-A-R-V-I.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I can send you everything in writing and the receipt?
I'll just send it just send it to mine.
Okay.
It'll be my last name.
Okay.
First initial, so M.
Okay.
And then 27@gmail.com.
27@gmail.com. Okay. And then the business line, is that 515-6653?
Yeah, that's Adams, and then just, I would say you can put mine too, so that way it's just a direct contact to me.
Okay. I have you as the cell phone number, but for the business line, you can only have one. So you want me to have, like, the business line be Adam and the cell phone be you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That's the way I had it set up. And then, no changes in your address, right? Obviously, because you've got the PIN supposed to be going there, right? The 3022 Nichols Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys want to hide that address online?
Yeah, I mean, because we just run it out of his property. He's got
okay.
A big shop and everything.
All right. And you guys are comfortable with the website being attached? It's a good website,
yeah,
but I have to ask. You guys did good on the website. Who built that for you?
I actually did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love the homepage. I like the aerial view of the roof there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the logo, too. Logos are getting harder and harder to come up with. There's so much copyright stuff going on. We have a whole department that helps our clients, like, develop them. And there's always issues down there. They're like, oh, we found this guy that trademarked this logo over in whatever country.
It's like,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, like you said, yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to do, man?
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I mean, there's so many roofs. There's only so many roofing logos you could come up with, you know? It's like, what the heck are we supposed to do? Yeah. It's like that. It's real, competitive with, like, the HVAC category, because there's, like, heating and cooling. Like, everybody wants a snowflake and a flame, you know, or a water droplet and a flame. And
like, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. All right.
And so I mean, people are visual, too, so.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's the good thing about the website. I mean, we have guys who have done first page placement without the website. Actually, like, American Veterans has no website at all. I don't know if you noticed that. But we still have them up there. That's the cool thing about Google Places. That's not like the SEO stuff back in the days. We could list you with no site at all. But I noticed
crazy,
he would put a lot of
work without.
Yeah.
A website now.
Yeah, I mean, just a call button, and you could upload a lot of before and after photos to your Google Business profile. There's actually like a section in there where you can put the pictures like directly on that Google Business page. So that was kind of the route that they took. They just had the call button, and then all their pictures and their logo and everything was just on that Google Business profile. They basically used that as like their website. We offered him a site too. He just didn't want it. And I'm like, it was free.
Okay.
he didn't want it. Yeah. I was like, all right. He's like, they just call me. Just tell them to call me. I don't want them getting like free quotes online, or you know, if the cost of the products change and then they're calling them, asking them for a deal, you know. You don't want to deal with all that.
Okay. Whatever works. Again. Is it an older guy that runs that?
Yeah. Yeah. There's actually a few of them. There's three guys, and they're all vets.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Save. All right, so I have your business profile set up here. You said you have a wedding this afternoon. And tomorrow. Okay. I was going to say, I could get you into, like, a client interview before the afternoon, depending on how early. You know, we also have time slots really late. Like, 6
I would say just Monday is going to be better because I've got family coming in here, like, really any minute.
Okay,
yeah,
so you tell me, what time on Monday?
What do you have available? I mean, really, whenever.
Yeah, anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay, so let's do like around noon, I guess.
Okay, you want to go like 11 to 12 or 12 to 1?
Let's do 12 to 1.
Okay. All right, because I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then also we'll text you 1 hour before, just as like a heads-up reminder. If anything pops up or changes over the weekend, or you forget about us because you had too many drinks celebrating.
Nah, we try to stay under control now. I've been down that road.
Yeah, I'm getting older nowadays. If I drink, I just, you know, I'm hurting for a while, you know.
Dude, yeah, like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible.
No, I've
went on a vacation to Maui. I took the family.
Oh, nice.
There. Yeah, my wife convinced me to drink, and it ruined like the whole next day. It was just like a waste of a day.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'll sit and have a couple, but I've gotten in trouble with it before. So.
Yeah.
I have kids as well, and it's like, man, one of them's old enough to understand, and it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
They don't want to see me like that.
Not such
a
good example.
I used to my dad like that, so that's kind of why I'm like that, too. I'm like, I'd rather just go try to exercise and stay and get decent shape, at least. Don't be potato drunk.
Yep. I'm with you, man. Doesn't look good. They get it. Trust me, they understand a lot more than you think they did.
Oh, yeah. I got all boys, too. That's the crazy thing. We kept trying for a girl, and then we were like, you know what? Let's just stop, because God's just keep giving me boys.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with them. I know I'm going to be in so much trouble later. They're going to, you know, be like, here, what did they break? I had three boys.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just going to be, hey, here you go. He broke your window. Sorry, here.
Right.
I can already tell it's coming. They're just so, they're mini-me's, and they're crazy.
It happens.
Yeah. All right, so I got your business profile created within our company, and then I set the client interview. So I got you locked in for Monday there between 12 and 1. How did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $299?
I've got a card. Hold on a second.
Okay.
You got fake Discover card?
Yeah, of course. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and Amex.
All right.
All right, I'm ready for you when you are.
All right. We need a number first, or?
Yeah, there should be a 16-digit number on the front, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right. Four-letter section is 6011.
6011.
2088.
2088. 8932. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is just added protection for you. Oh, what's Adam's last name?
Bosaw, B-O-S-A-W.
Okay. I'm just going to add him to the profile. That's funny. I'm going to add him.
Yeah.
Man, old man joke. Okay, yeah, I'm going to add him to the profile and... just in case he ever calls in, and we already have him as the business contact for customers, but if he ever calls in going, hey, what the heck is Local Splash, you know? Talk to him. Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn on this recording. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line, Michael. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Adams Construction and Roofing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Michael Jarvie, basically project manager / co-owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, that's important to let Adam know what's going on, right, if the calls are going to him. There is a tracking system, and we're not going to beat you up if you're missing calls here and there, especially if you're already, like, busy on jobs. That's totally fine. We actually encourage you guys to take a cherry-picking method to the leads. Don't just go out to every one that calls you. Or you're going to be wasting your time on a smaller one. Yeah. But, you know, try to be responsive to them. Obviously, try to get good reviews. It's not going to help us very much if we have you on the first page with a one-star rating, so
right.
Be mindful of it.
Right.
And it says, in hiring our company as your Google-certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah, but you already know about
advertiser
or whatever, so that's really it.
Yeah, Google's a search engine, so pretty much everything online we could already see just by looking up your number.
right.
Yeah, but the reason they put that in there is we just don't want you to, like, duplicate anything online or pay for something that we're already doing for you guys. The Platinum Bundle.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we should have all your bases covered. Like, you shouldn't really need anything else after this, but, you know, just throwing that out there. Okay, so where is it? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of contract. But we do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 31st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to renew each month on the 31st day at that $299 pricing structure. Now, if there's not 31 days that month, it's going to roll over to the first of that following month, and then it'll stay on the first day of each month moving forward. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So if you go to your text messages, you should have a full outline of the agreement in writing there for your records, and that's also been sent over to your email in that link there where it says terms. Okay, at the bottom it will ask you to sign off on it. You don't have to do that now, but definitely want to have that done before the client interview, before you start drinking this weekend. No. It'll happen, I'm telling you. The last wedding I went to was one of my best friends from, like, childhood. And I hadn't drank for, like, months on end, almost the whole year. And I got around all those guys again, and it was just, like, didn't even think about it. It was like, just cracking.
Still for a week.
Yeah. They get you going. Yeah, the boys will get you going. Yeah. It's a good time. That was in December. And so,
true.
You know, try to hold it to only special occasions, you know.
Yeah, that's when it creeps up on it even worse.
Yeah, yeah, I have no tolerance anymore, you know. I can get a good buzz, like, by the second one, I'm already feeling it.
That's all right, low calories.
Yeah, yeah, in my 20s, I was, they were notorious for, you know, them never seeing me drunk. Like, I would drink all night and never stumble or, you know, pass out. I don't have those stories, you know. We'd have buddies who could draw on their faces in college, and I was just, like, never that guy. I pick them up and bring them back to the dorm.
Heck yeah.
Got you. How'd I get home? I carried you. Yeah, now I'm
like,
it's
better than being this. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't have any of those crazy pictures of stuff drawn on my face or passed out upside down or nothing like that.
I've had not the drawing on my face, but I've had a few.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. Anytime I think that's just part of life, you know? I got three boys. Me and my wife always kind of laugh about it, like, oh, which one's going to be the drunk, you know? Which one's going to...
Right.
Who's most likely to have this happen? We just, like, play these crazy scenarios, you know? My youngest, I know he's going to be, like, a speed demon. He's, like, obsessed with cars, the Disney thing, and then, like, just all cars, monster trucks. He runs his bikes into his older brothers, beats up on his older brothers. He's, like, the toughest one, and he's the smallest one.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's going to be the one get a DUI.
Yeah,
I'm like, if we had to pick one, it would probably be him. Oldest is very, like, overly cautious about everything.
Yeah, that's good. You can't get in trouble like that.
Yeah, he's a good big brother, but he's also kind of like, they're just so different. He's like germaphobe.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's dirty, you know, and then... Middle son and the youngest don't care.
Right.
Dive in head first, not even think about germs. Like, what?
Me and mine are pretty different, too, so.
Yeah, it's weird how different they are, though, you know. I think the oldest just is a male version of his mother, is what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and then the middle is like my twin. And then KJ is just, I don't know where he came from. He's a little hellion. God just made him ready to take on the other two. He's developed so much faster.
Well, these guys like it.
Yeah. He's developed so much faster having his brothers around to look up to, too. So I think it's just
right.
It's just the nature of it. I think the more you have, the more they just kind of, like, get led by the troop. And then they either fall in line or they become rebellious. And he's kind of rebellious, you know. The other two, I raise my voice, they're like, oh, and the youngest, he'll laugh. He thinks it's funny. He thinks it's funny when I get angry. I'm like, you don't understand. I will whip you. And he's just like, no, try me. Catch me if you can.
Those are the guys you want, like, defending the country and stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly. My brother, he did 10 years. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And my grandfather was Secret Service. He was the driver for President Eisenhower. So I have, like, a family history of that. Yeah, my oldest is getting all into the World War II stuff. When I took him to Hawaii, he showed him Pearl Harbor. And we went and got on those big ships and was showing him, you know, the guns and everything. And, so my oldest, though, he likes it, and he's just, I don't know if he's, like, leaning towards it, but I feel like my youngest, he'll cause some problems. He reminds me of my brother a lot. And my brother, he went into the service. He's, like, he's smaller than me, you know? He's, like, 5'10", maybe 170 pounds, soaking wet, but he handled those tours no problem. Oh, yeah. I would never scrap him. He's... tough.
Honestly, I was in Afghanistan in the army.
There are some big guys,
but
my brother was a Tomahawk. I don't know if you know those guys. They're like a 1st Infantry. I think it was like 23rd or 26th. I don't remember.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Cool.
1st and 23rd or 1st and 26th. Yeah, he's got the death to Taliban tattooed on him and stuff. Yeah. A lot of his guys, they got medically discharged, a lot of them. He got medically discharged too, but he doesn't, I mean, they lost limbs and stuff, you know. He's pretty okay.
Yeah.
They said, you know, he has PTSD and stuff like that, but I don't know. I feel right. like he's pretty much the same. He already had a couple screws loose before he went in there. Yeah, I don't feel like it fazed him at all, really. He seems like the same guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I think everybody does to some degree. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, he's told me about some crazy dreams that he had. When we pulled out with Biden, I hate this guy for that. I hadn't seen my brother break down for a long time, and then once we pulled out from over there, he was like, I don't know, he's just paranoid. I ain't gonna get my paperwork. It does it. I'm like, man, Towelheads ain't gonna get your papers.
No.
He was just paranoid. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was already long out of there, you know, before that. But, you know, he was one of those guys who was like, I want to go back already. He just didn't feel right at home, knowing that there what was going on still over there. But, yeah, he's doing better. They started him out on a bunch of meds, and then he switched to smoking pot.
Did it help him?
Yeah, it did, actually. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, you're real mellow, though, now. He used to be, like, high energy, like, firecracker guy. And he's like, but I'm happy, and you know, I sleep better, I stress less. So, but, yeah, the other stuff was making him, like, yeah, the Paxil they gave him, they made him like a zombie. And then I started looking it up, and I seen, you know, they got high suicide rate. And I'm like, if they say he's got PTSD and he's already dealing with this stuff, why in the world would you give him that crap? That, like, people who never went to war take it and they commit suicide, you know? It's like they wanted him to off himself.
That's their solution to everything, dude.
Yeah, just go ahead and put a bullet in your head. Yeah. You don't feel nothing.
Well, it's
anymore.
Like... If you go to them, just be like, hey, I'm not feeling good, like, trying to, like, talk to somebody or even tell them you want, like, natural remedies, they're like, oh, well, take this medication.
Yeah.
That's just, it's crazy. It's like, no.
Yeah. My brother got lucky because they had legalized it in California, like, around the time that he was trying to, like, start focusing on it anyway. So... it was kind of nice. You could just walk into a place and buy it, like, casually. It was, like, cigarettes,
right.
You know? Yeah. So, he's been doing that.
Because if
he
doesn't
take the meds anymore.
Because I know if you get, like, a medical card, you can't buy firearms and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of different... I mean, good luck trying to take his guns away, though. This guy had a... There's a collection of them. He's got a small army over there.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because in California, you wouldn't think of that.
Yeah, no, he jumps through a lot of loops. But we're buddies with the sheriff out here who actually gives the licensing out, so... but they denied him his CCW, so he can't, like, concealed carry. But you can have him.
Because of all that?
Yeah, because of his service. They just feel like it's not good for him to just have it on the hip, and then if he gets the PTSD, because he has PTSD, too, it's, like, diagnosed. So it's like if he snaps and then you have a gun close to you, it's, like, a danger to the community or whatever. So,
right.
Whatever, but... I mean, he has them. They're real close, especially when he goes to sleep at night. Yeah, so, yeah. I've gone with him to the range all the time. They have a BLM land out here, which is just like...
Yeah.
Ungoverned land. Yeah, and we go out sometimes and we'll just shoot melons out, blow stuff up. It's been a while.
We don't have that here. I wish we did, but...
Yeah, they got a lot of it, actually. There's a place, Lake Paris, real popular, and they got long firing line. The firing line's probably, like, a mile long. Everybody's shooting into the same mountains.
See, that's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. They made it illegal, but all it does is make it, like, a tighter-knit community, because there's only certain places that we can go, so you see everybody that, you know, that's pro Second Amendment is just out in the same places, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laws don't stop. Shit. I was a cop for 10 years.
I'm like, if anything, you guys are creating a small militia, because I got a bunch of buddies I know who have guns.
Yep.
Yeah, if you didn't make it that way.
Laws don't stop people from doing anything.